Good morning, dear listener. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. We rejoice to be here again with you guys, dear listener. We have been going through the last seven sayings of our Lord Jesus Christ as he hung on that cross. And my desire is that you are encouraged daily as we share on this seven sayings on the cross. And so far we have looked into two of the seven sayings of Jesus. And today I'll be sharing on the saying, "Woman, behold thy son." And the other one is, "Behold thy mother." These were sayings that our Lord Jesus said as he hung on the cross in agony, in much suffering, in much pain. But once again, we see our Savior thinking of others before thinking of himself. As he suffered there, he still had the strength, the mind to think of others, to still care for his loved ones, to still be providing for his children, for the needs of his own, of every child that is born of him. So I'm going to be reading from John chapter 19, verse 25-27. John chapter 19, verse 25-27. "Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, 'Woman, behold thy son.' Then said he to the disciple, 'Behold thy mother.' And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home." And in this passage, we find the fulfillment of the prophecy given to Mary, the mother of Jesus, in Luke chapter 2, verse 35, where it says, "Ye, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." So as we see, dear listener, the faithfulness of God's word, even in the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God was being fulfilled in many ways. Even in the Roman soldiers, the things they did were prophesied in the word of God. And we see here the sovereignty of our Lord, of our mighty God, that even in the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, God was in control. God knew what was going to happen before it happened. And that should be an encouragement for us, to know that we serve a mighty God, that he's sovereign. We serve a God that is watching over us, that nothing that he doesn't allow will happen to us. What a peace. We can rest in trusting and having faith in this mighty God. In verse 25, we have a great example in this woman here that stood with Jesus. We find faithful women that were there with our Lord till the end. While many followers abandoned him, these faithful women were there with him. We look at this faithful woman as they never ran. They never left. They stood faithful with him. And we see also the faithful mother of Jesus. With all the pains that she was going through, seeing her own son on the cross, being all beaten, bloody, and in much agony and suffering. And we see a mother that stood right there, probably praying for him, probably desiring to see him resurrected. We see a woman here that was strengthened by the mighty God to be able to go through this by witnessing the suffering of his own, of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think that there was a divine power strengthening her. You know, Jesus' torments were her tortures. As they did what they did with Jesus, she was breaking inside. But praise God that she was able to patiently go through this trial. And that's the same way for us, dear listener. God wants us to have rest and peace with the trials and the tribulations that we might go through. He doesn't want us to fear. He doesn't want us to be afraid, because he promised to be with us. He told us he overcame the world, and he wants us to be overcomers just as he was an overcomer. So I think of this great example here with Mary being able to be there with him. Praise the Lord for the strengthening, the strength that he gave her to be able to go through this faithfully. And in verses 26 and 27, we find Jesus tenderly providing for his mother at his death. You know, we see Jesus teaching us obedience to God's commandments, to honor thy father and thy mother. But yet, he goes beyond that. In his death, in his agony, his suffering, he's thinking of his mother. He's thinking of his mother's needs. Jesus knew his mother's needs. And instead of thinking of himself, he's thinking of other people. He saw his mother being there. And then he thought, oh, I need to provide for my mother. I think that Jesus was, he was the one providing for Mary for as long as Jesus was here on earth. And as he knew that he was going to depart, that he was not going to be there no more, he looked for ways to provide. You know, maybe Mary herself with what she was going through. She didn't have no time to think of her as well. She probably wasn't thinking, what's going to happen when my son's not here no more to provide. But God, but our Lord Jesus Christ was thinking of her. And you can have the peace and you can rest that God is watching over you. He's watching over me. He cares for our needs. Praise the Lord for the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ, for our Heavenly Father that is faithful. We can rest in God's faithfulness. You know, Jesus didn't have no earthly treasures, no money. He wasn't leaving no money behind. The man that was in charge of the money had hung himself. He was dead. Judas was dead before our Lord Jesus died. He had no houses, no land, not even clothes. He had absolutely nothing. And yet, he wanted to provide for his mother. And he provided for his mother through a friend. You know, Jesus told John, "Behold thy mother." He told, "Behold thy mother," to the beloved disciple. And I think it seems like he would be John, the beloved disciple. And, you know, when Jesus said, "Behold thy mother," he was saying to John, "I recommend her to thy care. Be thou as a son to her, to guide her, and forsake her not when she is old." What a privilege. You know, Jesus knows all things. He knows all things. He knows it all. And if he had not known that John loved him, he would not have made him his mother's guardian. You know, this is an amazing privilege that John was asked to care, to provide for the mother of Jesus. This tells us that Jesus knew that this disciple truly loved him. Otherwise, he would have never asked him to care for his mother. And the question came to my mind, does God know that I truly love him? Would Jesus ask me to care for his mother? Would I gladly do it? And so I just want to leave you guys with these thoughts here. It's a beautiful testimony of John being asked to care for Jesus' mother. And we can see in verse 27, you know, in verse 27 it says that, "And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home." You know, we see the faithfulness of John, that he was asked to care for Jesus' mother, and that's exactly what he did. You know, if we truly love Christ and are beloved of him, we'll be glad of an opportunity to do any service for him. So let us be faithful as Christ was faithful in providing. Mary was faithful in standing there with his son as he was being crucified. And let us be faithful as John, the beloved disciple, gladly did the service to his Lord Jesus Christ. So let us learn of this, dear listener. Let us be faithful, for he is worthy to be served, to be praised, to be loved, to be obeyed. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for these teachings that you have for us in your mighty word of God. Thank you, Father, because we have many examples throughout the Bible of faithful men that gave their lives to serve you and honor you with a testimony of loving you, having a testimony of following you in every way they could. So, Father, I pray that you fill us with your spirit as we walk on earth, Lord, that we would be real to you, that we would have a live faith, a practical faith in our hearts and in our minds. I thank you for all the things that you do and are doing in each heart that denies themselves, that humbles themselves before you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.